Now, are there any statistics on the percentage of folks that are able to be successfully integrated back into the community?
Well, that's what we're really about. Our mission statement is clear about re-engagement. Mm-hmm. That we've taken the position that the mission is short-term reprieve. It's not long-term residence.
Mm-hmm.
3 years ago when I arrived, I had a man there 13 years. I'd never lived in the same house for 13 years. So,
okay.
So so we go right to work when a man shows up, helping him re-engage back
sure.
in the community. So... So we put 120 back to work in housing this calendar year.
Great.
We've had one case of recidivism.
Mm-hmm.
Because we go back into the HMIS system, mm-hmm. we can track it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if they're couch surfing. I don't mm-hmm. know if they're doubled up.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see that, but I know they're not showing back up in the system.
Right, right, right.
So, you know, that's where we give Trevor gas money, or we mm-hmm. provide bus passes, or, you know, I think I can say that we've helped Dave with his cell phone the first month, because that's how you talk to employers.
Sure,
people
right.
need to reach you.
Right,
they need to
yep.
reach you.
They need to be connected.
That sustainability, I think, is the key piece because
mm-hmm.
you know we have such limited resources, both from a people perspective, facility perspective, money perspective. As a community, we have limited resources. So when we use those, we need to use those in a way that we know is making a long-term change,
mm-hmm.
especially when you have kids involved.
Right.
So for Family Promise, we have 93% of our families. Through last year who were out at the end of the year were monitoring it, and they were still independently housed. So that's a great success story. But I know Amy has many components of her story, and we've talked about this before, that once you come in and you start to re-engage and you're connecting to the community, you find capacity to help you be strong and stable. And, you know, when you left, Amy, you had a plan.
Yes.
You had a plan. You had all of the things in place that you needed.
Prior to in the
prior to leaving.
Before even getting into the shelter. Mm-hmm. I was already...
trying to put the pieces in place.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think I was only there 2 weeks.
Yeah. But that's important
yeah.
because if we just exit you and plop you someplace,
right.
Not much is going to change unless those connections and that
mm-hmm.
facilitation
exactly.
continues. It's plugging back into community.
Sure. Sure. Now, Stuart, I understand you were a Burger King franchise owner before you came to Guiding Light. What was it that attracted you to Guiding Light to come out of the business world and to help the homeless population here in Grand Rapids?
Well, Paul, I guess I found Jesus in part of my Burger King experience.
Okay.
I probably for the last 10 years was more of a... social activist than really a business person.
Okay.
And so I, what we saw in the restaurants, 2,200 employees, every child was capable of learning, but systems failed them.
Mm-hmm.
And, so part of my history is starting 2 charter schools because I, you know, deep in my heart, there was a better way to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually had a staff person that helped with youth homelessness.
Okay.
Because we had employees that were homeless. And, of course, I knew nothing about this. I had
mm-hmm.
no idea where to turn and work on this issue. But I'm going, this isn't working for me. And every child had special gifts and talents. And so I guess, Paul, what I'm trying to say is I took the position that parents entrusted me with their children. It was my obligation to move them down the road successfully.
Mm-hmm.
And to take whatever resources I had available to me at the time to do that kind of work. Now,
mm-hmm.
the remarkable thing of that is that just grew sales that much more.
Mm-hmm.
So the minute you turn from a bottom line focus to really an employee focus, things just go in a very surprising direction. So my work at Guiding Light is no different than my Burger King work.
Okay.
So, you know, I've taken my employer relationships and connected people from the shelter to those employers where appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
There's some employers I won't send them to, frankly,
mm-hmm.
because I've been in this town a while.
Yeah.
But I know where some of the resources are.
Sure.
I've kicked around the town. I also said to myself that there's no reason why Guiding Light can't be an asset mm-hmm. to the community, and I mean different than shelter. There's no mm-hmm. reason we can't be making economic reinvestment from
right.
clients back in the community. And that's what, you know, that's David's story. He will be making, you know, economic investments back in the community.
Mm-hmm.
So I just see this as kind of a evolution.
Sure.
Where I was.
Sure. Now, Cheryl, you got some pretty exciting news. You guys recently won a Toyota truck in Toyota's 100 Cars for Good competition. What are you guys planning on doing with the truck?
We have so many needs for it, and we're so thankful to everybody here in Grand Rapids and really around Michigan in general who engaged in helping vote for us that day. I had many of my board members, like Amy, she sits on our board now, participate in that effort. But we are going to use that to help move our families into their new homes.
Terrific.
Pick up furniture donations, specifically beds.
Mm-hmm.
We have a wonderful partnership with Habitat Restore for a lot of our household goods and other furniture items, but the beds are a really key piece of what we do
okay.
and what the families need. And then we also have daily and weekly shopping trips that we do for all the food for the shelter.
Okay.
And so we're going to be using that truck. We've been using personal vehicles, volunteer vehicles, and they're getting old and tired, I think. So,
okay.
yeah, we badly needed the vehicle.
Well, that's very exciting.
Yeah.
I'm very happy
Toyota's
for you guys.
Really generous.
Now, what can those in the community do to help support your organizations, things that you need that will help the individuals and families that you work mm-hmm. with? What can they provide and help you with?
Well, there's always volunteer opportunities, both at Guiding Light and at Family Promise, specifically around mentoring. We've talked a lot mm-hmm. about plugging back into the community and sustainability, but we find that those people who have others walking with them, whether it's through a group setting or individual, tend to really thrive and be very successful. So mm-hmm. that's something that we would really encourage people to look at. You know, your assumptions and the stereotypes that go around this don't always hold up, so it's worth checking into.
Sure.
We also have lots of opportunities at our day center and our congregations. If you have a group that you might be engaged with, there's ways to engage with the kids, the families. I mentioned things like resume writing and budgeting, but we also have people who come in and just read with our kids, mm-hmm. play with the kids, do craft projects, try to provide a little, you know, happiness and some solace and mm-hmm. in the journey for them. And then we have donations of other types, food, personal
sure.
care items, clothing for the families, whatever it might be. But
mm-hmm.
And then always financial support. Summer is tough. You know, you mentioned winter and the tough winters
right.
that we have here. Family homelessness sees the biggest crisis months typically during the summer. Kids are home from school.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're doubled up, you're staying with somebody else. And all of a sudden, all of the kids are home every day, all day. It becomes a very crowded place.
Okay.
And so that's when many of our families are asked to leave and are put out onto the street. So
okay.
it starts in May, towards the end of May,
mm-hmm.
and spikes through September. So summer is really tough for us.
Mm-hmm.
Many of us are on vacations, and we're not thinking about donating or volunteering or giving in other
okay.
ways. So it's really important this time of year.
So folks who want to connect with you and, you know, help out, how can they do that, Cheryl?
They can call our office. Our phone number is 475-5220,
mm-hmm.
or go on our website, which is www.familypromisegr.org. Lots of great information, stories from our families,
mm-hmm.
and good information on volunteering and engaging there mm-hmm. as well.
And Stuart, Guiding Light, things that people can do to help the organization?
Well, Paul, it's the same. Unfortunately, Cheryl keeps going first.
Same list. Ladies first.
Same list. And I, you know, I'm a little, maybe a little more not politically incorrect. I tell folks, if you're coming for a gold star, please don't come.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to come. I want you to engage. I want
mm-hmm.
you to take a walk. I want you to understand that David is a real person.
Mm-hmm.
Amy's a real person.
Mm-hmm.
Not a statistic.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They really, I mean, we can, the audience can't see it, but they are no different
mm-hmm.
right.
than the rest of us
mm-hmm.
sitting around the table. They
yep.
just have had a set of different life experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to think that David's interaction with Tony when they first met gave David some hope.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's what we do as people, is
mm-hmm.
we provide hope. So we need all the same stuff.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
that Cheryl was kind enough to list?
You know, I had a father say last year, and this has stuck with me. He came in, and they weren't getting much accomplished, and he wasn't taking care of business. You know, and one day things changed, and he was motivated, and he's out there looking for a job, and they started showing up and doing the budgeting and looking for a place. And I pulled him aside, and I said, "What changed? You know, what changed?" And our families stay at our host congregations, our network of churches here in Grand Rapids at night. And he said that one of the volunteers was talking with him the night before, and she said, "I believe in you. You can do this." Mm-hmm. And he said when he went to bed that night, he realized that, you know, they think I can do this. Mm-hmm. I can do this. If they think I can do it, I know I can do
it.
And it was just that hope and that compassion and that engagement. And that was enough to turn things around for him. And he's still got his place. His kids are doing great.
Good.
It's that connection. It's that coming in and engaging. And his kids are no different than mine. So.
That's great. Stuart, if they want to get a hold of you to, you know, help you out, how should they do that?
451-0236 is the phone number, and the website is lifeonthestreet.org.
Fantastic. This is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and we've been chatting about homelessness in Grand Rapids. I've been joined by Cheryl Shook. She's the Executive Director of Family Promise of Grand Rapids. And Stuart Ray is the Executive Director of Guiding Light Mission. They've also been joined by Amy, who has been helped by Family Promise, and David, who Guiding Light has helped him get back on his feet. Thanks so much for joining me, guys.
Thank you.